Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
On the show with us, we have Mark Michaels, Patricia Johnson. They have a new book coming out. It's called Designer Relationships. I wanted to talk to them about, because they've been posed the question, and they're responding to Times articles, is monogamy dead? And it's such a different culture now, I think, when it comes to relationships and how they start. It's not the traditional...
No, because look, at we have a girl who works here called Samantha. She's been dating her current boyfriend for 3 months. She
met
found
on
him
Tinder.
On Tinder, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely a different culture. And our demo kind of covers everybody from the older, more conservative to the younger who are a little bit more free-thinking. So join us, Mark and Patricia. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
So Petch just brought you up on the computer. You showed me. I didn't Google you guys. You guys are good-looking. I'm excited.
Amy's like, whoa,
I know. I was like, I'm much more excited to talk to them about sex now.
Yeah, and it's really funny because Amy's like, yeah, I think I might go to New York this weekend.
Yeah. I'll tell Clark Kent, my boyfriend, sorry. I know you're busy. I'm busy too. But let's talk about, because it is such a different way that people meet now. And I know the hookup culture, it's a lot more one-night stands. I think people are a lot more open, especially women, about their sexuality. Have you guys noticed a change in how people are meeting and how people are forming not just emotional relationships, but sexual relationships?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the internet has, you know, of course, over the last 25 years or so, really, really changed things. And it continues with apps and dating apps and all of that. And attitudes have changed a lot, too. I mean, I think 25 years ago, the idea of premarital sex was kind of still current. People still sort of talk that way.
Meaning, if you're going to have sex, so, you know, be sexual with someone, you've committed to be on that marriage track on some level, whether it's in a year or two, but that then that sexual activity is okay, was okay at the time. Now, we certainly have evolved beyond that thinking.
And it's funny you say that, because there was that story a couple of weeks ago with that couple who got married, and that lady brought that certificate with her to the wedding service. Saying,
oh, so she was certified a virgin, and she had given that to her dad that she was going to remain a virgin until her wedding day.
But isn't it funny how we see a story like that now, and it's so shocking? But back in the day, that was not taking the certificate to church, but just, you know, being that way was more the norm than not.
Oh, and expected, right? I mean, we're going back maybe 50 years now, but it was totally like if you did anything else, you were really a bad person.
Yeah, and that's still, you know, remnants of women as property in a marriage. Mm. You know, the whole contract was mainly for legal reasons and maintaining property. And now women are more financially independent. They're finding that they're more sexually empowered. And so...
A lot of options.
Well, that's what, do you think, with the amount of options and how easy it is to access, and especially how easy it is to find other people who have the same shared interests as you do you think that monogamy is dead, that people are taking, well, I can get this, what I like about this person from this person, and then I like this about this person, and I can have it all?
You know what we're hoping that dies is the unexamined monogamy or default monogamy, because what we found really, really interesting about the Time article is no one actually defined monogamy.
Right, and people can mean different things when they say it. I mean, even now someone might say, well, I'm really monogamous. I'm dating six different people, and I'll figure out which one I want to settle down with.
I thought monogamy is one, like a one-on-one relationship with a person. I know, I believe that you should date around whatever you want to define that as, to find what you do like. But I'm somebody who I'm not into sharing. Sharing is not caring, in my opinion. I was greedy with my Barbies.
How do you define that sharing? Does it involve
look at
doing
him,
erotica
don't touch
alone?
Him.
Would
don't
you,
breathe.
I mean, yeah. Or if your partner flirted with someone, is that in the mix? I mean, these are discussions we're encouraging people to have.
Yeah, Amy's rule of thumb is don't come 200 yards in breathing space of Clark Kent. That's pretty much how that rolls.
Well, that's fine. I mean, the real message that we have is know yourself and choose the relationship style that works for you. And, you know, knowing yourself isn't something that happens once and then you're done, because you may be very different when you're 40 from when you're 25, you know, and 60, and life changes you. So it's a process.
Have you received any kind of heat from promoting people being open and discovering themselves? Have there been backlash that you've got?
Not backlash. It's shocking how there's a lot of assumptions and also misinformation. That's so amazing. People still use terms that are really monogamous and deal with monogamous relationships when people violate that monogamy, and they try to apply that.
So they'll talk about it like cheating with permission, or, you know, you're letting the other person get some on the side. And that's really not what it's
not at all part of the equation. There's not a that kind of deception involved when you have a designer relationship.
All right, on the phone with us, Mark Michaels, Patricia Johnson, authors of Designer Relationships. You're going to hang out with us for another break, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
All right, hang on the line, 424-1234. If you have any questions for them, we're glad to get you on. It's Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.